We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Hey, Miranda, how's it going this morning?
Hey, it's good. Thanks.
All right, the friends are all gathered around. We're listening and willing to help. What's going on?
All right, well, I've been seeing this guy for, it's been about 2 months, and it's actually, things are great. You know, like, it's new. We're getting along so well. Just literally the only problem is he lives in his ex-wife's basement. Well, it's like a separate, like, apartment thing. Like, they've been divorced for, I think, like, over a year, and they literally have no contact. Like, they have separate entrances. So it's, you know, it's like a weird duplex kind of thing almost. But It's just weird because I go over there and I know she's literally right above us. Like, I can hear her sometimes. Like,
That is so crazy.
So I really like him. Like, I see potential there. Like, I think this could, like, progress, you know, but I'm really not comfortable at his house, and, I mean, I don't know, I just want him to, like, when can I start asking him to move out? I mean, obviously, like, we could hang out at my place, but I'm in an apartment with a, like, in theory, his place has more privacy, but it's such a weird situation, what do I do?
Your phone cut out for 2 seconds there. Did you say, what's your living situation?
Oh, I have an apartment. Like, I'm in an apartment, but I have a roommate. Mm.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, 404-263-0941. If you've ever navigated this dating post-divorce situation and you can help out Miranda, we would love to hear from you. 404-263-0941.
Was it an ugly divorce? Do they still talk?
They don't talk, but they don't, like, hate each other. They just completely separate. Yeah, so it's like there's no drama there.
Is it a financial situation? Like, it was just probably easier if they owned the house together for him to move downstairs?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they used to rent out the downstairs to someone else, so he just took over that.
I just had this vision of y'all two Netflix and chilling, and then, you know, things are starting to go a certain way, and then you just hear her on the phone upstairs ordering Domino's. And that just completely kills the mood altogether.
Or just, like, walking around in high heels. Like, you hear the clunk.
God, it was such a day today. I'm so tired. Like, I need to take a bath.
You know who that is. Yeah. So have you?
Yeah, it's weird.
Have you brought it up with him at all?
I kind of, like, it's so new. Like, I don't know how. I kind of hinted, like, how long do you think you'll be here? Like, but he kind of just...
All right, can you help out, Miranda? Give us a call right now, 404-263-0941. What would you do in this situation if you're dating somebody new about 2 months in and they were living downstairs from their ex-spouse? How do you handle that, and when can you give them the pressure to, okay, we need a new living situation here? 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy coming up next. Star 94.1.
I'm feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Okay, Miranda, so in a nutshell, why do you need group therapy this morning?
Hey, I've been dating a guy for a couple months and things are really good. The only problem is that he's divorced, and that's not the problem. He lives with his ex-wife. He lives in the basement of her house, and I want to have the conversation of how to get him to move.
404-263-0941.
Rachel in Cummington, thanks for calling Jen and Friends in group therapy. What do you have for her?
Well, good morning. I've lived the situation. I'm actually the ex-wife in the situation, not this particular one.
Okay.
Don't sweat the ex-wife being upstairs at all. She's not studying it.
Really? So in this situation, yeah. You had your ex-husband dating other people underneath your same roof?
Yes. Don't sweat it. She's not worried about him anymore. Guarantee it. He's an ex for a reason.
Really?
That's a good point.
So just pretend like it's not even there. Okay. 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy.
Ty in Smyrna. Thanks for calling Star 94.1.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. Okay, so I think, honestly, if she knew the living arrangements before she began dating him, like it was something discussed about, then I don't think she really has much footwork to make any much of a demand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How long into the relationship can she ask him to move out?
Realistically, I give her 5-6 months.
Okay, so at the 6 months mark, Miranda, she's saying, then you can start bringing up this conversation like, hey, how about we find a new living situation. Okay, that's really great advice. Thank you so much.
Allison in Midtown, group therapy. What do you got for Miranda?
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Just say two things. One is he's already been staying there for a year, so he doesn't look like he's really interested in getting out. Number two, turn up the music. Turn up the TV, turn up the noise, so you can't hear her and she can't hear you.
That's a good point. That is the most basic but most awesome advice. I love it.
Juliet in Atlanta, what's your advice for Miranda?
Hey, friends. My advice is that she should just focus on the guy and see if she likes him. If she likes him, then she can worry about it as they get down the road. She really just needs to focus on getting to know him and not worrying about other things.
Now, would you go to an ex-wife's basement to date a guy? Put yourself in those shoes. Mm-hmm. Would you be comfortable with it?
I mean, yes. If there's no issues with, mm-hmm. you're just getting to know someone. You're going to decide later. If the relationship grows into something meaningful, then y'all are going to figure out your own living situation.
Solid.
Don't make this guy feel threatened. Then he's going to feel like she's judging him for living in a basement. I think she should just focus on if she likes him or not.
Love it. Thank you so much for the call.
Whitney and Smyrna, what is your advice for Miranda in group therapy?
Hey, guys. I totally agree with her, because the last caller, because if he moves and then y'all break up, you messed up his whole living situation.
Right.
And you just need to take this time to get to know him. Mm-hmm. And if you can put in that time and effort into someone and accept their situation and the way that they are, he has more respect for you. You should honestly have respect for him, too, because he's making it where it's not hard for his ex. It's not hard for him.
Yeah.
They have a perfect living situation where they're, because I'm sure she has dates over also. You know what I mean? So they're living completely separate from each other. It's not like he has a door leading to upstairs. They're completely separated. They're neighbors. So respect that and enjoy, establish a relationship. And as you get along down the road, then say, hey, you know, let him bring it up. Let's find us a place together or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not like he's downstairs going, you know which way that you should do this? She likes this.
It's not like one of those dumb waiters in the wall where she's cranking food down the wall.
Gosh.
Oh, thank you so much, Whitney. We love you.
All right, no worries. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.